You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father.
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Ray. We are broadcasting. Let me make sure I get everything straight here. We got a couple of things going on. Trying to make sure that we are recording. Testing out another mic this week. So hopefully this will go according to plan. Amen. But I want to welcome you to the broadcast. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We do this every Friday. Amen. At 7 p.m. And we're glad for you to be able to listen in to the different social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, WhenChristianSpeak.com, and iHeartRadio, and all the other different sites that's out there. So we're glad to, and Spreaker. So we're glad to have you here. This is like our second broadcast for Friday Night Joy. Amen. We've had some good broadcasts so far this year, man. Some outstanding people. I mean, regular hosts and everything. So I want you to go back and listen to some of those. Amen. And don't forget this Sunday, man. This Sunday is the day. Amen. Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika will be with us for their new show called Marriage Takeover, The Body of One. So we're excited about them coming on. The show starts at 7:00 p.m. So they will be with us. Amen. So what I want to do real quick, I want to go down and run through what's going on with the rest of the shows. His Abounding Grace with Minister Van is every Tuesday, amen, at 7 p.m. Okay, Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pastor Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with myself is on, and of course, it's the day at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life, amen, is every Sunday. Except for the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. And again, this Sunday we have Marriage Takeover with the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. Amen. They're starting a new show. What else we got? Talented Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday of the month at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham, a very second Saturday at 10 a.m. A Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon is every Wednesday, amen, at 1 p.m. The dollar number is 641-715-3580. This is a free conference call number. The code is 732-499. If you'd like to listen to those, if you don't want to dial in, you can always go to Spreaker.com under When Christians Speak, and you can find her links there also. Also on iTunes, okay? Evangelist Lewis McElwain hosts a program called Adoration. It's every third Monday of the month. Amen. So we're excited about him. If you ever desire to sow a seed or to give into this broadcast, you can do so by going to WhenChristiansSpeak.com and clicking on the Donate Now button. Or you can also go through our links on social media. Amen. And we are a 501c3 company, and we are up to par, man, with all legals and legalities and everything. So we definitely would send you the paperwork for your tax preparation for 2018 at the end of, in December. Amen. So that's what we do. Like I said, I want to welcome you here again to the broadcast, and we're going to go ahead and get started with the word that God has given me. Amen. He actually gave me the beginning of the year, and I talked a little bit about it. I did the call-in show for Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon, and I want to talk a little bit more about this. Amen. I think this is a good word for the year for the people of God. And I always, when I said it in that particular show, I said that it's not for everybody. Amen. It's not for everybody. Everybody, this is for the chosen ones. Chosen the time of this, make sure we say that. Amen. So if you so my topic today is Behold, I will do a new thing. Amen. And it's coming out of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19 and 21. We're gonna talk about a lot of different things with that chapter. And also, I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. It says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven image. It says, behold, the former things are come to pass, and the new things I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. And there's just a lot of words in there, man, that we're going to talk about on the broadcast today. Amen. I hope that you guys can hear me. I am double recording. I'm recording in two different places. But my mic sounds really weak. It does. I'll make sure I got it on here. Yeah, it's on. So just maybe I guess it's just me. Okay. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into prayer. Father God, we just want to come today to thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the things that you are doing in our life, God. Thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, in season and out of season. You are God that deserves all the praise and all the glory. We thank you, God, for doing the things that you do in our life. We pray for this broadcast, Lord Jesus. We pray that it be a blessing to the people of God. That someone cry out, what must I do to be saved? Or someone cry out, what must I do to change my life around? So, Father, we give this broadcast to you and pray that you would have your way. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Like I said, I want to welcome you to the broadcast of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I am Reverend Ray. Amen. We are about to get started in a few minutes. So, like I said, if you ever decide to call us to the show while we're live, you can do so by going to, by dialing 646-478-0660, or you can listen to the broadcast while I'm broadcasting by clicking on the link that's on Facebook. Amen. Amen. All right. Or clicking on going to Blog Talk Radio / When Christians Speak. So let's go ahead and get started, amen, with this. This definitely, I believe, is a word for 2018. And it's definitely was a word for me. And when I began to study it or go get back into it again, amen, I was really blessed by it, amen. So let's go ahead and get started. Amen. This is coming from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 19 through 21. It says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. He said, my people, my chosen. These people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise. Amen. It says, they shall show forth my praise. And the other chapter, I'm going to go ahead and read that, because we're going to talk about both probably today, I think, if not this Friday. Hopefully we can end it next Friday. Amen. It says, this is coming out of Isaiah chapter 42, verses 8 through 10. It says, I am the Lord, that is my name. It says, my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So it says, sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth, and ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, and the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the hearers and the doers of his word. Amen. So let's go back to Isaiah 43. Amen. It says, behold, I will do a new thing. Amen. And when I begin to think about God doing a new thing. Amen. The Bible says right after that, says, there's nothing new underneath the sun, you know. But we both know when you really look at it, God is not underneath the sun. He's above the sun. So God said, saying to the people, he said, I'm going to do a new thing. In other words, and now it's just spring forth. He tells me, he says, it's going to spring forth. And I believe that 2018, God's going to do some new things in some people's lives that he has never, ever done before, that they never experienced in their lives before. It's new to them. And I believe that he's going to call people, what I've said on that particular broadcast, I believe that he's calling people to higher heights in him. You know, he's calling out brand new pastors that had never pastored, Tom didn't want to pastors. He's calling out preachers. He's calling out, calling forth, in a way, calling forth like people that to be ordained as apostles, as prophets, some are going to be bishops and everything. And all this is going to be new. He's calling forth people to write books that he never written before, or sing songs, or write songs that he never written before, or to do the spectacular things, the things that they never thought they could do. He's calling those things new. He said, behold, I do a new thing. Now, it shall spring forth. When I think about the word spring forth, and we can get into that a little bit of detail, that means it's coming quick. And when I think about a spring, that means it's flowing freely. In other words, whatever God's going to do in your life, it's going to flow freely to the point you don't have to do anything. Because that's after how the Holy Spirit works, that when it's spring forth, you know, and when it's operating, and when we're operating our gifts and everything, it's not us, it's the Holy Spirit. Somebody that God is going to call somebody today to be ordained as a pastor, be ordained as a minister and stuff like that, to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be an evangelist and everything. And it's not that the people that he has already called are not doing those things, but and some are not. And some have got rebellious, and some have fell by the wayside and everything, and some that got distracted, and some that got weary and well-doing. But he's calling those that have never even thought about doing those things into his place. I believe that God is calling people to start business based on Christian businesses and with prayer and all those things involved with it. I believe that in 2018, somebody's going to start a business, man. And it's going to be a blessing to them, but it's going to be more of a blessing to the body of Christ. It's going to be a blessing to those that are following up. I believe that 2018 is going to be that year, you know, that their mother or their father, amen, may have been praying for their marriage or may have been praying for their sons or daughters or whatever. And I believe that deliverance is going to take place in 2018. I believe that somebody may have been praying for healing. I believe that God is going to heal many people in 2018. He's going to make himself well known in 2018 to the point that they're going to know as God and nobody but God. I believe that he's going to take people on the streets, the drug dealers and the dope heads and the prostitutes and all this other kind of people that operate in sin, that have been away from the church, then have no desire to come into the church or be bothered with the church. I believe that he's calling them into a new thing. I believe they're going to turn from their evil ways and seek after the things of God. I believe that they're not going to get caught up, and I believe, and I know for a fact, they're not going to get caught up in religious being and all these other kind of things that goes with it, but they're going to want to know and have a zeal to seek after the things of God. I see those things taking place in 2018. I see that long-lost brother or that long-lost sister coming back to their families and stuff and being redeemed and everything, and I have a completely mind change. I see those things as people that has procrastinated the calling is on their life, that God is pressing them. He's pushing them to go forth in the things of him. And he's doing all these things because 2018 is a brand new year. He's doing these things because Jesus is soon to come forth and everything. He's soon to spring forth. Yeah, he's soon to spring forth. So it's a very important thing that we a time and a season that we're in. And it's also a season that even if God is going to do a new thing within us, and again, it's not for everybody, amen. But I also believe that the enemy will even rage more so than ever before. And you can tell what's going on if you look at the political scenes and what's going on all the way around the world. And I saw in the news that this family had like 12 kids and they kept them prisoners, and all kinds of craziness is going on in the world today. Yeah, but even with all of that, God said, I'm still going to do things. So the thing that we got to focus on is not that the bad, because that's going to always be bad in the world. And like you always hear me say, the world is going to be the world. But what I believe that we have to focus on and have to look at and everything, that the new thing that God is doing in your life. I believe that we have the new thing that God is doing in those that you are surrounded. The healing and deliverance we have lost over the year, or got become weary in over the years, or over the months, or over the days, or whatever the case might be. And I do believe that death's gonna always be knocking on doors, because that's what death do. Every man and every woman and that was born in this earth, that it was born to die at some period of time. So we're gonna lose loved ones. Okay, but I also believe that there will be loved ones that should have died but didn't die, because God said you should live and not die. I believe that there's going to be loved ones that may have had cancer, or may have AIDS, or may have any heart disease, or high blood pressure. I believe that God is going to completely heal somebody today, amen, in 2018. So not for themselves, but they might be a testimony to somebody else. And that they might be able to get to a place to give all God all the glory. I believe those things will take place in 2018. In fact, I know they will. We might, you and me and others, may not hear about those things that God is doing and everything. But in the spirit realm, man, God is doing some great and mighty things in our lives. In the spirit realm, and sometimes it doesn't always come forward like right away. But in the spirit, it's springing forth. It's coming. You know, he said, now it shall spring forth. He said, now it shall spring forth. It shall spring forth, this new thing that God's going to do. He said, it's going to spring forth. It's going to be so powerful that nothing can be able to hold it back. Nothing will be able to keep it in check, because it's a God thing. Even you won't be able to sabotage it. Your neighbors, your enemy won't be able to sabotage it, because God said it's springing forth. No matter what the enemy do, they won't be able to do anything about it. Now, I want to read this. This is coming out of Isaiah. I got a couple of scriptures for you. Amen. This is coming out of Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. It says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and the righteous shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be their reward. He said, then shall thy light break forth. In other words, it's coming. You know, I believe that in us, God, there's a light in us that's going to shine forth, and it's going to shine in a dark world to a point it'll be salt, light, and power. It says, then shall the light bring forth as the morning. So make sure they want to, even it's not a moonlight, but it's a morning light. And it has to spring forth speedily. In other words, some of us going to recover, you know, from brokenness. Some of us speedily. Some of us going to recover, you know, from addiction speedily. I mean, we're going to astound even the doctors of health and all that kind of stuff. We can recover in all different ways, and not just in the body, but in the spirit, and not just in the spirit, but in the mind, in the mind, and every aspect, the holistic aspect of who we are, we're going to recover speedily. It says, and that righteousness should go before thee. Who's righteousness? Yes. Talking about Jesus. It said, the glory of the Lord should be thy reward. The glory of God is going to be our reward, because when God has favor on you, and stuff like that. And we didn't get to the other part, but chosen and everything. We can talk about that a little bit. But when God has favor, it's a great reward. The glory of the Lord. You know, so your healing is a great reward for the testimony of the God that we serve. Let me read another scripture. This is coming out of Isaiah chapter 6. Yeah, I'm in Isaiah all day. It's Isaiah chapter 61, verse 11. It says, for as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. See what he said? He said that so the Lord God will call righteousness and praise to spring forth in all the nations. As the garden causes things that are sown to spring forth, you know how the garden, you know, when it becomes some time for those things to spring forth, to come up, to grow or stuff that they do, the same thing, that's what God is going to do. Even in the midst of the chaos that's going on in the world, God is causing his righteousness and his praise to spring forth, not just in my circle, not before just your circle, not just in front of the United States, but he said before all nations, they will see the glory of the Lord. They will see how awesome the God is, the awesome God that we're serving. Some of them would not like it, and some would fight against it, but they won't be able to stop it. they won't be able to stop it. Just like I read earlier, because it's an ordained thing. Okay, it's an ordained thing that God had chosen for such a time as this. Amen. Let's go back to that. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. It says, "Yeah, let's go back there." It says that, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it?" He asked the question. Like, you, in other words, you're going to know this, and you're going to know that this is God. You're going to know that this is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, operating and doing things in the heavens and stuff like that you have not even seen before. He said, "Behold, I'm going to do a new thing." He said, "I will even make way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert." He said, in other words, when you look at the desert, when you look at the wilderness, he said, "I'm going to make a way. I believe that what the scripture said, he said, I'm going to reveal myself in your wilderness, and I'm going to reveal, and I'm going to put a river in your desert." Now, we mostly know that there's no rivers. there's no river in the desert. But God said, "I'm going to put a river in the desert for you. I'm going to make you a way in the wilderness." In other words, you in the wilderness, you're going to have some direction of where you're going. In other words, the way that's been made, I'm going to protect you, but I'm going to lead you and everything. I'm going to guide you. But the rivers in the desert, in other words, you know, I'm going to make sure that no matter what you're facing or what you might have faced in your life and stuff like that, I got you. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you may have faced in your life, no matter what's coming down the pipe, because you know that trouble and temptations are coming. You know that trials and tribulations are coming. You know all those things. But even in the midst of that, God said, he said, "I'm going to make a way." Even when your enemy comes up against you like a flood, even when they lie on you, he said, "I'm going to make a way." He said, "I'm going to make a way in the wilderness." When I think of the word wilderness, I think about a place that you just lost in and everything. When I think of a wilderness experience, it's not a good place to be in. The same thing like a desert. It's too much of this or too much of that, you know, and stuff like that. It's not a good place to be in. But God said, "I'm going to make a way in your wilderness," you know. Just like he did with the children of Israel, he provided in their wilderness experience. You know, even when you go to the desert and everything, God said he's going to make a river in the desert. He's going to provide you. What do you think about a river? A river is used for water and everything. And we need water in order to survive. So he's going to give you everything you need. He said, "The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness." He said, because there it is right there. "Because I give water in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert." He said, "I'm going to give water in the wilderness, okay? And I'm going to give rivers in the desert." He said, "I'm not leaving nothing to chance." That's what he said. "I'm not like leaving anything to chance. And because I'm doing it, even the beasts of the field shall honor me." In other words, they're going to glorify God. They're going to magnify. He said, "The dragons and the owls," you know, "the dragons and the owls, you know, they got, no, because they got water, you know, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to drink to my people." And he says, "My chosen people." He called them my chosen people. That's why I said this is not for everybody, but this is for that chosen generation. And we'll read that scripture in a minute. But this is for that chosen generation, y'all. He said, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." Do you realize that God is calling you right now, no matter where you are, because he's formed you to show forth his praise? He's formed you to show forth his praise, and he's doing all of this. He's doing this new thing, again, to show forth his praise, to show that you might praise him, so that the world might see that there is a bomb in Gilead, so the world might understand, you know, and especially in this time, that there is a way out, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for them, and he's going to use you as an instrument. He's going to use you as an epistle that should be read, that will be read among men and women, that they might see the glory of God. Isn't that awesome? That they might see the glory of God. He said, now it shall spring forth, y'all. He said, "I'm doing this for my chosen people." In other words, I'm doing this for my chosen generation. It ain't for everybody. It won't be able to grab this. The only one to know the answer to that is God. You know your relationship, pressing us to move forward. You know, in other words, I remember in the I was reading in the Old Testament that he told Israel if they had compassed around the mountain too long, some of us have been in the same state for way too long, and God is pressing us out of that state to move forward. Because he's already developed a plan for you. He already has a new plan for you and stuff like that. You're going to spring forth. So he's pushing you. You know, he's making you uncomfortable in your comfortable place that you've had for so long. Sometimes we get stagnant because we get comfortable. And when God began to, I'm talking to myself really, especially right now after talking to Reverend Pat. But sometimes we get stagnant and don't want to move forward. We get in a place of familiarity, you know, and we can just keep doing the same thing, but there's nothing that is pushing, but God is pushing us, people of God. God is pushing those that don't know Jesus Christ. He's pressing you to come unto him, you know, to lay it all on his shoulder. Jesus, to lay it all on his on him. This people have I formed for myself, that they should show forth my praise. Now, I want to talk about my people, my children. Let's read some scripture. John 15 and 16. It says, this is Jesus, but he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Did you hear what I'm saying? You know, so this is why I said it's not for everybody, because these are the ones that God said, I chose you. You didn't choose you. I chose you. You think you might have chosen me. See, I'm going to dedicate my Christ. But in actuality, I chose you. He said, but I have chose you and ordained you. He said, no, he said, I have chose you and ordained you, that you go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. See, I chose you. And if I chose you, I've already ordained you. And if I selected you, I called you. All those things come into play, y'all. I chose you. So what that means for us is that God is doing a new thing, but he's reviving some things that's in us and everything, and he's calling to a higher height in us and to take us place that we have never been before. To sow seeds or that we have never done before, or have people sow seeds into you they've never sowed before and stuff like that. Some people are going to be dependent on the light that's in you. Remember, we talk about the light in Isaiah 58 and 8 that break forth in the morning as a spring forth. They're going to be dependent on the light of Christ that's in you to show them the way out, to show them Jesus Christ. And you would have never thought that you would be an evangelist or a missionary, but we all are called to evangelize. We all are called to evangelize. Amen. Let me read, where am I? It says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. You know, God wants us to bring forth fruit. Jesus wants us to bring forth fruit, y'all, and your fruit shall remain. Whatsoever he should ask of the Father in my name, he should give it to you. In other words, you see your fruit, you got it. You know, it's part of his will. And Acts chapter 9, verse 15, it said, but the Lord said unto him, he's talking about Simon, and he was in reference to Saul, when Saul had got struck there on the road to Damascus. It said, but the Lord said unto him, go that way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel. That is right there what I just said. But you are a chosen vessel to go before Gentiles or kings and the children of Israel and everything. But go before them. We are a chosen vessel, y'all, to do those things. Now, the person I might be my boss. The person you might be chosen to share the word with might be your supervisor. Might be somebody that's in a higher place or whatever and stuff like that. But you've been chosen to bear the name, his name, before the Gentiles and kings and before the children of Israel. We should be in a place that we are constantly, because we have chosen vessel. I just told you that, to go forth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1 and 4, they're going to get back into it. He says, and according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He said, according as who? Jesus has chosen us. God has chosen us in him, y'all. Before the foundation of the world, he chose you. before the foundation of the world, he knew that time would come that he would come back to go back to Isaiah 43. Behold, I would do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. And it says, shall you not know it? You're going to know it, boy. He knew this already. And he was going to do it there before the foundation of the earth, before the foundation of the earth, when he chose you, when he called you, you know, when he spoke you into existence and everything. He knew everything there was to know about you. He knew everything there was to know about you. He said, but the Lord said to him, go that way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and children of Israel. Ephesians chapter 4 says, according as he has chosen us in him. We are in him. We are his peculiar. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are his peculiar treasure. Somebody was telling me that I was, they used the word, well, I always tell them that I'm strange or weird and everything. And I said, I'm peculiar anyway. So whatever, I don't care. It don't bother me. It says, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and be without blame before him in love. Everything we do is be without blame and with him alone. How can we that's in flesh have be without blame? It has to be by Jesus Christ. It can't be no other way. No other way, man, but Jesus Christ, without blame, without blemish. He says, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, but you are a chosen generation. Here it is, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him of who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. You may have never had known Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You may have backslidden and everything. You may be at the point of really ready to give up. You might be in a place of thinking that ain't none of your prayers getting heard. You might be in a place that nothing is working out in your favor. Every time you tell them there's bad news coming in. But the thing that you got to remember and the thing you got to understand that God has chosen, that you are part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Now, how can you be part of this chosen generation? You don't have to know, have to accept that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. You have to be in a place where you have accepted him with your, you have to spoke it with your mouth, but also believe it with your heart. I want to look to something real quick if I can, and let's see if I can pull it up. I think I shared it on Facebook, but hopefully I can pull it up. Okay, let's see if I got it. Okay. Amen. Here it is right here. It says, this is a sinner's prayer. So maybe you might be one that don't know Jesus Christ in your life. We don't want to take any risk with anybody, you know. And if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's good. But I think that sometimes we should go back and read this over and over again. It says, Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer asking for forgiveness of my sins. It says, I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is your son and that he died on the cross at Calvary. It says that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and I ask you right now to come into my life and to be my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and will worship you all the day of my life because your word is truth. I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, I say that because you're chosen. You mean that God has chosen you. He's called you to a higher height. He's calling you out of darkness, as the scripture said, into a marvelous light. He's calling you to places that you never have been before. For his name's sake. He didn't do it. He's doing it. You get the benefits of reaping the glory and all the things, the blessings that goes with it. But he's doing it for his name's sake. He's doing it, y'all, for his name's sake. Springing forth. He's doing it for his name. It's time for someone else God is calling us to spring forth. You know, we have been in the background for so long, and you probably heard me tell so many times I like to be in the background and everything. But even with me and in 2018 with the ministry that God has blessed us to do, I said us because it's more than just me, and it ain't about me in a way. All the glory goes to God. But he's causing us to spring forth, y'all. some of us been in the background and don't want to be in the limelight. Enough of it, but God is calling us to spring forth. He's calling us to be in a place right now and stuff that our gifts are making room for us in places that we never even thought that they would and everything, you know. That he's calling you today. He's calling me today. He's calling those that know that are called by his name. Amen. To begin to seek his face no matter what is going on in the world. To begin to seek after Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's calling us. Amen. Amen. It said, the beast of the field shall honor me, the dragon of the house, because I give water in the wilderness, you know, and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. He have formed us, y'all, that we shall show forth praise. That we shall show forth praise. Amen. That we shall show forth praise. Now let's turn to, I guess we might have time to finish this up, but let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 8, verse 10. Okay. You know, yeah, we're not going to, because I'm going to do this part, and then next week I'll do another part. Another section I haven't even got to. It says, I am the Lord that is my name. Right out the back, God, like, I'm the Lord, I am that I am. And I want you to know that's my name. I am that I am. I'm the Lord. I'm Jehovah. You know, it says, and my glory will I not give to another. You know, we talked about glory a few minutes ago. Will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven. God is telling you, he said, I'm not sharing myself. But nobody, he said, I'm not sharing all that I do and stuff like that. I already told you that you are chosen. I already told you that you will spring forth. See, I'm not sharing all this that I'm doing and stuff like that. I'm doing it for my name's sake. Verse 9 says, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. In other words, I'm going to declare and tell you of it before they even come to pass. Before they even come to pass, I'm going to tell you. So you're going to know right off the bat, this is me doing this. You're going to have no doubt that I'm doing it. And I'm causing a spring forth to take place in your life that's going to be brand new for you, that you haven't seen. In other words, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. But just tell for those that love the Lord, hey, look, I'm doing this. Verse 10 says, sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth, that ye that go down to the sea and all that is within, the out and the heavens. He says, sing unto a new praise and all sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth. Amen. That ye go down to the sea and all that is therein, the out and the heavens of it. He said, I'm doing a new thing in you. Now you got to sing praises. I'm doing a new thing in you. I brought you a mighty long way. You got to sing praise. You got to sing a new song. That old song ain't going to work anymore. The old song doesn't work. But we have to get to a place that we begin to praise God, man, and to worship God, because God is revealing himself, you know, to us more so than ever before. You know, he's given us new mercies and grace like ever. Let me turn to the scripture. I think I got that in here somewhere. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Oh, I didn't do it. Yes, I did. Amen. I didn't do it. I didn't put it down. Anyway, but God is doing something new for us, yes, y'all. Let me talk about this new song. And this is all in the New Old Testament. It says, sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. It says, that's kind of for Psalms 33 and 3. In Psalms 43, says, he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. He said, put a new song. God is doing new things in your life. He's calling you to a new place. It's not a place of familiarity, but it's a place of being unfamiliar because you've never been there before. You know, and he's giving you instructions on what you, just like he did with the children of Israel, what to do, what not to do, and everything. Like, he's giving you instructions. He's giving you instructions even on what to say and everything, because it's about him and not about you. It's about him and not about you. Psalms 96:1 says, oh, sing it to the Lord a new song, sing it to the Lord all the earth. Ain't leaving nobody out. It says, Psalm 144:9 says, I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and on an instrument of 10 strings will I praise you unto thee. 149, verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord and sing unto the Lord a new song, his praise, in the congregation of the saints. See, when you know that God has done something for you and everything, and when I'm talking about a new song, because some of us can't sing, you may be like me. Yeah, we like to try to sing. But that new song is a song that even the angels can't sing. That's new song. It's something that something God has given you. And when I'm talking about song, it don't have to be lyrically correct or have the tune and all that. But whatever's in your soul, that you know that God has brought you a mighty long way and did some great things, you can't help but sing praises to him. Because he is constantly in the process of grooming you and doing some things in your life and then cutting away dead things and allowing you to live and pushing you and pressing you forward to go forth in the things of him, because that's who it is that we serve. He's doing this thing for his glory, and he's doing it because he knows and he's letting us know that time is running out for those that should be saved. Okay, let me read. See, I'm getting ahead of myself now. Okay, we're gonna stop right there. Amen. I got more, but I don't want to cut it pretty close. But I mean, he's doing a new thing, y'all. 2018, amen. You might have had a bad year in 2017. You might have had a hard year in 2016. You might have been going through some storms in 2015. 2014 might have been, you can let him. But 2013 might have been the year for 18 double hockey sticks, man. All kinds of craziness took place in your life. Maybe 2013 was the year that you went through a divorce. Maybe 2013 was the year that you lost every single thing. Maybe 2017 was like that. You lost everything you ever had and stuff. Maybe you lost your best friend. Maybe you don't know how to trust people anymore because you have been hurt time after time after time again. But I'm saying to you, God is a God that knows all things, and he is doing a new thing in your life. He's becoming that healer that you need. He's becoming that comforter that you can depend on. He's becoming that friend that will never, ever let you down. Ever let you down. He's calling many of us, even as saints of God, into a place of repentance. Because we have gone down to the city, and once we've gone down to the city, while there we gave up the ghost and should have never had gave up the ghost in the city from the start. Should have never have given up the ghost in the city in the start. Amen. But he's calling us, y'all, to have a closer walk and a closer intimacy with him. And this is what he wants. He wants to have that relationship with him. He wants you and me, because I can't leave myself out, because I don't, last time I checked, I know I don't walk on nobody's water. So I need all the help I can get. I need your prayers, and you need my prayers. We are sharpening an iron here, Jack. We are sharpening some iron here. He said, well, read Isaiah 43:19-21 again. And it says this. It says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Behold, God is doing a new thing in your life. You don't understand it, and there's some growing pains that you got to get through. Amen. There's a process. Sometimes the new thing has to be a process. You don't get there all at once, you know, but gradually, you know, and you hear me mention earlier, you know, what takes place is you begin to cut away dead things, you know, and you might have to get to that new thing or that new place while going through the wilderness or going through the desert. But he's already said that he's given you a drink, giving you water in the wilderness and giving you a river in the desert. So in other words, he's saying to you and he's saying to me, he said he's going to provide all those things as he do this new thing in our life. Don't give up. Stay the course. That's a good message I preached years ago. Course. 2018, stay the course. Don't give up. Stay focused on the things of God. Stay focused on the calling that he has on your life. Don't get distracted. Don't get twisted in everything. People are going to come at you left and right with some craziness. The world going to come at you left and right in 2018 with some craziness. You're already talking about wars and rumors of war, but those things are scripture. We already know that. We already know that. But we should be in a place right now that we're standing in the holy place and we're believing and trusting in God. And we know that Jesus is soon to come. And our attitude should be, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. But I pray to God, let me be righteous before you. If anything in my life is not pleasing to you, please, Father, take it away from me, Lord Jesus. And if I go through my stars, and if I fall down, or if I be willing to, ready to give up and throw in the towel, God, I know that I have an advocate with you, with the Father, who is Jesus Christ, that will intercede on my behalf. I know that the angel of the host of the Lord is waiting to give me, to help me and to lift me up and to encourage me. I know that the Word of God is my anchor, and I know that it's like fire shut up in my bone, that it will restore those things that are going out of my life. I know and I believe that it's true that God would do those things. He said, I will even make a way in the wilderness in the rivers of the dead. He said, I will even, just in case you think you don't know about it, he said, I will even make a way in the wilderness in the rivers in the desert. He said, I will even. He said, the beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert to give drink, my chosen. Who's the drink that you're giving? The living water of Jesus Christ. The water we never even have to thirst again. You know, that water, I give drink to my people, my chosen. He said, my people, you know, put with emphasis on my people, my chosen. My chosen. Amen. It says, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth praise, forth my praise. They shall show forth my praise. They shall show forth my praise, y'all. Isaiah 42 and 8 and 10. I am the Lord. God is letting us know right off the bat who is it. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Okay, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. He says, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the heaviness thereof. Amen, amen. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, we hear your word today. We know, God, that some of us has been a work in progress for many years. Some of us, God, have gone through some trials and tribulations, and some of us, God, seems like we can't get a break and can't get a way through it. But we know in whom we believe. We know and we trust you, Lord Jesus. You, God, have was well able to keep those things that we have submitted into your hands. So we pray to this time, this new thing in 2018, that it will spring forth in us, God, and that we might be aware and aware of what you're doing in our life, that we will not be weary and well doing, that we will not be complaining of the storms of life that we're facing, or the enemies that are coming before us, not understanding, God, that we will begin to understand they're only stepping stones to the higher heights in you, in the deeper depths that are in you. But that's the thing that we desire, but more than so, that's the thing that you desire for us, Lord Jesus. We pray for this water that you will give us, Lord Jesus. We pray that this water will drench us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, that it will wash us and clean us and purify us of all the sins and all of the things that we have done in our life that was not like you. We pray, God, that if anybody is just listening to the sound of my voice that don't know you, that this would be the time that they would give their heart over to you, Jesus, by confessing with their mouth and believing with their heart. We pray, God, that once we you began to do those things, showing us things to know, even before, that we would begin to have a yet praise before you. That we begin to pray for to praise you and to glorify your name. We pray, Father, that we would know and understand that you love us so much that you gave your the only Son for us, that you, Jesus, love us so much that you gave your life for us, that we might begin to understand that we can have life now, but not just any kind of life, life more abundantly. We can have eternal life, that we be able to live and to be able to see, be with you forever and ever. We thank you for letting us know that we are changing generation. Even no matter what we might have done in our life, that now we are part of a royal priesthood, that we are a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we are the apple of your eye, Jesus. And we thank you for that. So, Father, we pray that we will get closer and closer to you, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, that we will lay aside the sin and the weight that so easily beset us. We pray that, that this time that we live in, Lord Jesus, that you would call us as intercessors, call us as prayer warriors, call us as apostles and pastors and bishops to do the calling that you have placed in our life, God. Call us as healers, God. Call us as prophets and teachers. Call us as those evangelists and call us as missionaries to do the calling that is upon our life, God. To lift up our voice like a trumpet and despair not, Lord Jesus. To go into all the hedges and the highways and compare men and women to come and eat at your supper. And to be glad when one soul or many souls dedicate their life back to you, Lord Jesus, or say to you, Lord Jesus, I desire you, Jesus. We know that we are chosen to do those things. Help us, Lord Jesus, when the days that we are weak and it seems like all craziness is breaking us. Help us to remember the covenant that you cut with us, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to be sound and to be true with you, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance for what you're doing. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. So I pray y'all have been blessed by this broadcast, man. You know, we're going to probably finish this up next week, I think. Amen. We're going to get into a serious scripture. Amen. I do want to remind you on this Sunday, don't forget, man, the premiere of Marriage Takeover with the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, man, starting at 7 p.m. This is a brand new show, amen, and this is something that God has gifted them to do, and they're on fire for it, so we thank them for joining us. Don't forget, amen, that broadcast, amen. We want to thank you in advance for your donations that are coming in, amen, through PayPal, amen, or going through our websites, amen, or social media. We thank you. We need your help. So by all means, please feel free to give. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the broadcast or any one of the broadcasts, we have about eight or nine of them, I think, right now, please get in contact with me if you're interested in being a sponsor so I can send you some information for any particular broadcast, amen. And you can do that at WhenChristianSpeak@gmail.com. We are looking for sponsors at this time to help offset some of the costs that are involved. Because, like I said in the beginning, God is 2018 is going to be totally different from 2017, and I think that God is pushing us forward in ministry. Okay, and it's not so that we can get big names and all that kind of stuff, but it's for the Word of God to go forth. It's for God to get all the glory and everything like that. So this ministry, everyone that we have on this ministry is done out of passion. Okay, we do it out of passion and everything, and we definitely want to continue to be a blessing to you. Amen. The last that I checked, we're probably in have a listener base in probably over 130 countries or more. I don't know, and stuff like that. But that's the last time I checked. And in the United States, we're all across. In the United States, almost in every state. In fact, we are in every state, listener base. And that's because of you. And we appreciate you listening to When Christians Speak. Amen. We thank you. In February, next month, it'll be 5 years, you know, that we've been doing this. And God has truly blessed us and elevate us to a place where we give him all the glory. It's a God thing, you know, it's a God thing. So all of us do thank you, amen, for joining us. Continue to share this broadcast. Please share, you know, let the word get out and everything. There's many great teachers that have been a blessing, from Reverend Pat to Pastor Pat, amen, to Pastor Paul Morgan, to Apostle Shirley Jones, and to Reverend Curtis, Minister Jordana Cunningham, and Reverend Novena Reed, and Reverend Gwen Dixon, amen, to Evangelist Lewis McElwain, to Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. These guys are a blessing to the Minister Vanessa Williams, amen, the Alabaster Box for Prophet Carla. Amen. I mean, it's just, I hope I got everybody, but these are those that are blessing. Even the board members that are part of When Christians Speak, Talk Radio, a shout out to all of you and stuff like that. And all of you that supported the ministry. I thank God for you. I love you. And I pray that heaven will continue to smile upon you. I pray that whatever your needs are, whatever your desires are, and stuff like that, whatever your situation is, that God will bring healing, that he will bring answer you and everything, and he will answer you rightly. Amen. Okay. So you be blessed. Know that I love you. Amen. And we'll see you next Friday. God bless you. I love you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.